Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Colaway. Batting second. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Cozar. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Junior Wooten. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cozar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Appling reaches second base with a double. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing second base. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar takes first base on ball four. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White has Cohn trapped. He fires to second, with Michaels covering, who throws back to Lupien who tags Cohn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling juggles the ball. That's an error on Appling. Vernon scores. McBride moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes McBride trying to get to home. Philly throws the ball into Robinson, who tags McBride, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Sullivan moves to third. Evans moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball four. Sullivan scores. Evans moves to third. Wynn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Appling takes first base on ball four. Michaels moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cohn for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Vernon moves to third. McBride moves to second. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Robinson for a passed ball. Vernon scores. McBride moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. It's 3-0, Senators. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0-for-1 in the game. Wooten hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball four. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cozar bunts towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost scores. It's 4 to nothing, Senators. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McBride hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. McBride reaches second base with a double. Vernon goes all the way around to score. It's 5 to nothing, Senators. Earl Hurst now pitching. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Hurst covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cozar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 2 in the game. Wooten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling juggles the ball. That's an error on Appling. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Yost is called out on strikes. 1 out. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cozar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 3 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive towards third. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon strikes out. Robinson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Vernon out. 1 out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McBride takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from Robinson and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. 2 outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson pinch hits for Earl Hurst. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0-for-3 in the game. Wooten strikes out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.